Essay 93, Publishing in the Aftermath of the Knowledge Revolution. The Knowledge Revolution started in the mid-80s when I was a professor at IBM Kingston, New York, USA. At that time, IBM started to operate an internal email system and produced the first personal computer, the PS1. The World Wide Net developed rapidly, and it is impossible now to imagine a world without computers. Yet, there used to be such a world. The following lines from the poem The Dark Well by the Nobel nominee and great poet R.S. Thomas show why I was always consumed by a burning desire to publish my discoveries. There are two hungers, hunger for bread and hunger of the uncouth soul for the light's grace. I have seen both. I was very successful at publishing my work, but it was always a struggle against the journal system then in existence. My motivations were curiosity, the struggle for enlightenment. Thomas, Grace of Light, for which I risked starvation. Indeed, I have been forced by a corrupt system to work without a salary for half my life. My contemporaries could never understand this, and I was remote from them. The publishing system was designed to ensure quality, but often failed. Its most dismal failure was its refusal to allow debate about the B3 field. I was always willing to debate throughout my career, but the journal editors and referees were not. The B3 field threatened to change physics, and indeed it has. Towards the end of the 90s, the journal editors of Standard Physics had cemented themselves into a wall of crude, irrational censorship. There was only one enlightened editor, Professor Alwyn van der Merwe. He suffered for this by having his journals nastily removed when Springer took over Kluwer. By blocking publication, the Standard Physics hoped to stifle the new ideas. Fortunately for Enlightenment, Bob Gray at Biofund in New York State constructed the first AIAS.us website upon which I could post preprints. To my delight, I found that the B3 theory was very popular. This became possible through the feedback sites, which since then have shown a dramatic interest in my work, as described in the preceding essay 92. The knowledge revolution arrived in the nick of time. For a while, from 2003 to 2005, I was still able to publish papers in van der Merwe's Fine Letters journal, Foundations of Physics Letters, and the first 15 papers of ECE theory were published in this way, until the journal was destroyed in an ugly conspiracy. These papers were refereed about 40 or 50 times, and by now the B3 field has received several Nobel Prize nominations, or so I am told, and I have no reason to disbelieve it. Alwyn van der Merwe comes out of this in an excellent way, but after his journal was destroyed, there remained only one avenue of publication, the website. I was concerned that the scientific world would not recognize website publication, but I decided to post each paper systematically. At the same time, the AIAS.us website was improved and redesigned by Sean McLaughlin of Hewlett-Packard, who also initiated the posting of ECE papers on his new website, atomicprecision.com. Later, these websites were joined by upitech.org. At about this time, David Burley, CEO of Annexa Incorporated, began his valuable and historic voluntary work of posting. and a fruitful cooperation developed with Horst Eckert, later to be joined by others, including Robert Cheshire and Alex Hill, whose broadcasts and translations have been spectacularly successful. In 2011, we began cooperation with Cambridge International Science Publishing, and Victor Rykansky of CISP started a journal and published books. On 29th of February 2005, this system was recognised by the award of a civilist pension and a system of objective scientometrics developed for both websites. A new refereeing system was developed to counter the block on ECE organised by standard model editors. Thus, UFT papers were made available to the community and the reaction to each paper monitored by feedback. It became clear that there was no need to publish in journals in order to make a massive, unprecedented impact and fulfil the purpose of a scientific paper to bring new knowledge to the light of day. Gradually, it became clear that the censorship system of standard physics has been ignored by essentially the entire profession. For example, Hooft had tried to deny the existence of the first 15 UFT papers published in Foundations of Physics Letters, even though he knew nothing about ECE theory. This kind of dark arrogance had been dealt with by the website method. In about 2010, the AIS.us website was archived by the British Library from the National Library of Wales as an outstanding website, and Google Scholar archived all the UFT papers, both in English and Spanish, recognising the new method of publication as mainstream science. The site has been archived since 2002 on the Wayback Machine. I began to hear persistently of nominations for the Nobel Prize. These nominations appeared years after the initial conspiracy against B3 was steadfastly faced down by logical replies. There was another minor conspiracy against ECE theory centred around Hooft, Rodriguez and, to some extent, Heal, but that was also faced down by scholarship. The conspirators have been entirely ignored by the professions. The sudden appearance of these conspiracies as the Nobel nominations became well known suggests very strongly that they were vindictive attempts to block the award of a Nobel Prize for B3, a later ECE. None of these people ever realised that my aim was pure enlightenment. Throughout my professional life, my peers and contemporaries, with enlightened exceptions, never understood that I pursue and pursued knowledge for the sake of the light's grace. Such is the profound darkness of human nature in certain individuals in our times.